DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Charlotte Chelson-Pill in Bonn. Egypt's armed forces have given the nation's ruling powers 48 hours to resolve a political crisis or face military intervention. In a statement broadcast on national television, the military said it would step in to draw up plans for Egypt's future if Islamist President Mohamed Morsi did not meet the people's demands. The ultimatum comes a day after millions took to the street to demand Morsi's resignation. The president has so far said he has no plans to step down. But in Cairo, Deutsche Welle correspondent Karim El Ghori says the president may now be forced to take action.
I'm sure there must be some movement now on the side of the presidency. He cannot ignore several million people that went onto the street yesterday and are threatening a civil obedience campaign and the military, saying there has to be a solution within 48 hours. I think now the next 48 hours will be really decisive for what's happening in Egypt.
Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood Party is accused of consolidating power and failing to address the nation's economic and social problems. US whistleblower Edward Snowden has applied for asylum in Russia. According to the nation's Interfax news agency, the former intelligence contractor filed the application while in the transit zone of a Moscow airport on Sunday, where he's been holed up for over a week. Snowden is wanted in the US on espionage charges for leaking top-secret National Security Agency material. News of his request broke hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin gave him the green light for Russian asylum on the condition he stopped releasing damaging US intelligence documents. Meanwhile, fallout from the leaks continues, with the EU demanding answers over claims the NSA bugged European Union offices in Washington, New York and Brussels. France has said US surveillance must end immediately, while Germany has issued several statements expressing its concern. Chancellor Angela Merkel's spokesman, Stefan Seibert.
If it's confirmed that the offices of the EU and individual European countries really have been monitored, then we have to say that bugging your friends is unacceptable. We're no longer in the midst of the Cold War.
Europe has warned the allegations could derail talks with the US next week on a crucial new trade deal. The director and deputy director of the Vatican Bank have resigned in the midst of a growing financial scandal. Paolo Cipriani and Massimo Tulli offered to step down on Monday in the best interest of the institute. It comes 3 days after the arrest of a Vatican accountant who's accused of plotting to smuggle 20 million euros into Italy from Switzerland. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. In Hong Kong, tens of thousands of people have taken to the streets to demand democratic reforms. Protesters endured torrential rain and strong winds to chant slogans denouncing the Chinese Communist Party and to call for the resignation of its Beijing-backed leader. The protest fell on the 16th anniversary of the city's return to Chinese control. US President Barack Obama is in Tanzania for the final leg of his three-stop Africa tour. Touching down, Obama was greeted by his Tanzanian counterpart, President Jakaya Kikwete, as thousands lined the streets to catch a glimpse of the US leader. Obama is in Africa on a visit designed to boost trade with the continent. He spent the second leg of his tour in South Africa, where he paid tribute to Nelson Mandela, who remains critically ill in hospital with a lung infection. During his time in Tanzania, he's scheduled to visit a US-owned power plant, following a pledge to invest $7 billion in expanding Africa's power networks. On Tuesday, he'll be joined by his predecessor George Bush in laying a wreath at the memorial for more than 200 people killed in a US embassy bombing in Tanzania's capital in 1998. In Iraq, at least 22 people have reportedly been killed in a suicide bombing northeast of the capital. The attack took place inside a Shiite mosque in the town of Muqdadiyah in Diyala province. There are also reports of a separate bombing in the province's capital, Baquba. Turning to tennis now, Germany's Sabina Litsinki has eliminated defending champion Serena Williams in the fourth round of Wimbledon. Litsinki beat Williams 2-1, bringing the American's 34-match winning streak to an end. And in the men's, world number one Novak Djokovic gained entry to the quarterfinals, ousting Germany's Tommy Haas. Charlotte Chelson-Pill, Deutsche Welle News.